First of all, I'd like to announce the obvious. The next Thursday night, which is the night after Yom Kippur, this will be the only yeshiva with Mishmar, a regular schedule of Mishmar. There's no Bein Hazmanim, it's enough this summer. As a matter of fact, if you're out of town, Beis Medrash Bachur Mahom, you could bring them along, show off the Mishmar, and probably they never get to Daf Ches and Kedushin in yeshiva, so it'll be a nice experience for them. Ches Amid Aleph, that we learned today, we learned about the fact that someone wanted to call in for the shiur. Anyway, we learned that Rav Kana Shachal Sudra of Opinion Aben, that for Opinion Aben, you don't need cash. Shava Kesef is good. He took a kerchief or whatever sudra is for Opinion Aben, and he could say L'didi Shavali. In the marketplace, it wasn't worth the value of Pinyan Aben, and he said, for me, it's worth it. So the Gemara is a chiddush that you could say L'didi Shavali. So I want to tell you an incident that took place with me about 35 years ago, and I'm having second thoughts about it, learning the sugya. Roughly 35 years ago, I was learning Hilchas Pinyan Aben in the Beis Medrash, and I came to a Pisrei Tshuva. And the Pisrei Tshuva says that Leviim, nowadays who knows who really Leviim or Kayanim, says Leviim, Evaminig, you paidi yourself misafik. Kayanim don't want to cast aspirations on their kahuna, but Leviim apparently are aspersions on their kahuna, but Leviim are not so touchy. And there's a minig that Leviim are paidi themselves pidyan aben. So I was in Beis Medrash. A friend of mine who was a Kayin was sitting there. So I took off my jacket. I figured Pidyan Aben is 5 shkalim, which is 20 dinarim. A dinner is 192 prutas. That's about $40 roughly. So I took off my jacket. I went over to him. I said, I want to do a Pidyan Aben. He said, really? I said, yeah, I'm a Bechar. I'm a Levi. No one was ever paid to me. So he brings the minig to be paid. So I want to be paid to myself. So I gave him my jacket. My jacket is about 3 sizes too big for him. So he took my jacket and gave it back to me. Then I told him, I also have a son who's a Bechar. So I want to be paid to him too. So I gave him my jacket a second time. And he gave it back to me. He said, a funny thing. First time in his life he ever was a Kayin by Pidyan Aben. Twice in one day. And he didn't even get a meal. That's what he told me. So I was paid to myself. I did Pidyan Aben. Shavu Kesef is good. And I'll tell you what I was thinking about learning the sugya. Here in the sugya, Rav Kana Shokel Sudra Pidyan Aben. That wasn't a jacket. It was a kerchief, or whatever it was exactly, a sudder. And he took it for a Pidyan Aben. So the Gemara says it wasn't worth 5 shkalim in the marketplace. But Rav Kahane, it was worth that much money. And L'didi Shavali, if it's worth it to you, that's good. Now, Avnei Nezer has a Chakira. Why Shavu Kesef Kekesef? What's the explanation? You have to give money. So you say you have to give money, you can give Shavu Kesef. You get married, you can give a ring, you don't have to give money. Shavu Kesef is like Kesef, he has two tzadim. Is Shava Kesef Kikesef because you could sell it? You could turn it into money. If it's something that you could sell and turn into money, some merchandise is just as good. That's one side. Or maybe not. Maybe it's not because you could sell it. It's because money doesn't mean anything. It's value. We go by value. If something has value, that's what counts. Money has value. Merchandise has value. That's his chakir. He's peshit from our Gemara. By our Gemara, Rav Kana took a sudr. You couldn't sell it for 5 shkalim. It wasn't worth 5 shkalim. But to him, it had the value of 5 shkalim. The Gemara says it works. L'didi shavali works. If you say, to me it's worth 5 shkalim, and it's believable, it works. Zaktav Nezer, you see, it's not because you could sell it and turn it into cash. Because here, the didi shavali means you can't sell it and turn it into cash. Just to me, it's worth that much. So Akhtav Nineze, it's a raya. That's not because you could sell it. It's because it has a value. And if it has a value, then that counts for the pidyon of that. It counts for any time. You need kesef. Kesef is value. That's the psak. So I started thinking about my jacket. I don't know. I mean, for me to go out and buy a jacket, it costs more than $40 or $50. But it wasn't worth $40 or $50 to the person I gave it to. It wasn't his size. Now, what's he going to do with a jacket anyway? It was a jacket. Now, Rabbi Reiser's jacket, I mean, this is 35 years ago. I wondered if. And here, I don't even know if you could sell it. There's a very, not a big market for secondhand jackets. This is before eBay. Not a very big market for secondhand jackets. So I'm starting to think that, I don't know, I wonder, how do you measure l'didi shavali, if it's worth it to you, I understand. If you go to somebody, you go to a kayin, the pidyon haben, instead of giving him money, you give him something else. It's worth it to him. That's fine, l'didi shavali. But if it's not worth it to him, and you can't sell it, so what exactly makes my jacket worth that much money? To me, it's worth it because it's my jacket. But so Dami Nezer brings it. It's very interesting. By the Gemara that says if you mekadish, the Gemara says someone's mekadish someone with tzitzu da'asa, with a hadas. A hadas not worth a pruta. Erev Yontif is worth a pruta. The rest of the year. They're not worth a pruta. So the Gemara says, Sheva Shava Pruta B'madai, it might be worth a pruta in the next town. So it's true, the Rambam says, what's Sheva Shava Pruta B'madai? I'm here. And the Rani asks, you don't go by other countries, you go by where you are. The Rambam says, it means that it's Yochel Eskayim L'madai, that you could take it to Madai and turn it into money. So Avnei Nezer says from that Rambam that the Rambam apparently holds the fact that you could turn it into money is enough to make it worth a pruta. If you have to take it to China and it wouldn't last to China, it doesn't apply. Only where you could turn it into money. So I'm asking, there are two ways. Either one is good.
What? $40 to you.
Sell to me for $40. There's one person that'll buy it for $40. Is that? See, I wouldn't buy $40. I know what's he going to do with it. Maybe.
If you kept the jacket, you're going to lose the suit for $40.
I don't know.
But why can't
maybe, I don't know, if you sell it to one person.
Why can't you just do it again if it bothers you all?
What?
If it bothers you
all. Just do it now again.
Do it again.
Just do it. Okay. Yeah, very practical.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay, you'll get a jacket in a few minutes. Yeah, she's a kind. Okay.
And he doesn't want to give it back.
All right. All right. We'll try to. I don't know. So he has an eitzah. I've had an eitzah. I'm talking about the halacha, whether such a thing works. You know, we clared always a tissue is not worth a pruta. If you have somebody who's about to get up to speak in front of a national televised audience and he needs a tissue, he'll give you plenty of money for the tissue. So, but if you sell it to him then, is that enough? Yeah, I desperately need a tissue. So you say, I'll give it to you, give you $10. So,
so
is that l'didi shavali? It's worth it to me? Yeah, I call it the shoveling.
Isn't that what the Gemara is called?
Is that the question is it the circumstance or I'm not sure. He means to bring from the sugya of Luditi Shoveli. He doesn't necessarily bring a variety from one more than the other, but that's his solution. Right. So and there it's Einav. There it is, Einav. It's true, it's a good raya. Gemara says somebody who's running away, someone wants to kill him, and he has to cross the river.
Okay.
But it's worth it to him. The guy with the tissue has no bravery either. Rechaim Shmulevitz in Maimer Chavtes, in the first Chalik, has a very interesting twist on Ledidi Shavali. He has a kasha. There's a concept, Mishalim L'Soinov Aponav L'Avidai, that Rishoim get their schar in this world rather than in Olam Haba. We know that the little schar you get in this world, it's really not worth what Olam Haba is worth. So Rechaim Shmulevitz asks that it's not, what kind of schar is it to give the rush a schar in this world? It's not, you're cheating him. The world, Olam Haba, that's why we're giving it to him in this world. La vida.
Right. But he doesn't
believe in the next world, so for him it is shav. That's what Rechaim Shmulevitz says. He says it in the halachitic way. He says, how did Yaakov buy the Bechaira from Esav for a bowl of beans? Says, it's Aynah. It's Aynah. He says, if you chip somebody, you buy something, and you cheat him by more than 20%, you're not allowed to cheat, you didn't know that you're not cheating you by 20%. Okay. Yeah. Businessman here. But anyway, you're not allowed to cheat somebody more than Kedai Aynah. Gemara says Esav was a Yid. Gemara says it's Gemara Kedushin. You have to wait. But listen to his kasha. His kasha is, how could you sell it for a bowl of beans? You say, no, it's not a mechira. You charge him, it's not, you cheated him. Esav didn't know its value. So he writes, or so Chaim Shulevitz writes, he calls it, Mizan Ulamedim Yisoid Mavil. He says it's Yisoid that should throw people into tumult. Erek haschara megiya la'odem avur kiya mitzvah. The schara a person gets for mitzvahs he does, eina yoseh mimasha odem atzmai marich umakshu desa mitzvah. It says a person gets schara for the mitzvahs that he does, according to what it's sort of speaking didi shavali, according to how what he values the mitzvah. It says, erech hadova nerech apimashu shava be'ene balov. A mitzvah goes according to what it's worth. In parentheses, he says, "In bentayrus soigeres haGemara beklal hefsid mesuyim." If someone's willing to close the Gemara for $200, $2,000, haray terasi any shava kaisi hefsid chas v'shalom. So that's what it's worth. That's the value that a person puts a value to the things that he gets. That's what Chaim Shmulevitz is saying. The schar a person gets for his learning, for his mitzvahs that he does, is what value he puts. A Rasha who doesn't put value to it, that's not what it's worth to him. The Bechaira to Esav is what it's worth to him. I saw the same Yisoid, some Sefer writes from his Rebbe, the Hafla, on Rus. Bayas told Rus, Yehei maskurtach shalema meyim Hashem. You're going to get full schar from Hashem. Hafla says, everyone gets full schar from Hashem. Well, you're going to get full schar, everyone gets full schar. He says, no. Rus gave up a house of Malchus and wealth and fame, everything, to go and to be a Yid. The value is according to what you assess its value at. Ruchnius has a value according to what value you place to it. Of course, the moral of the story is that if you're in the Beis Medrash till midnight, you're putting a certain value to your learning. So every hour of learning that you have, you're putting the erech that you have to an hour of learning. The amount of mesiras nefesh, the amount of effort that a person puts into it, that is the erech of the mitzvah. So it's a dava, he calls it a dava mavil, that a person places the value on the mitzvahs that he has. I guess that's the ultimate ledidi shavali. Gemar chasima teva to everyone. Thanks for being here, and amir tzashem. Hope to see you all next week between Osar and the Chag. Gemar chasima teva.